Public.com presents The Rundown, your daily market update in 5 minutes. My name is Zayd Edmani, and today is Thursday, May 9th. In today's episode, we talk about a partnership between Disney and Warner Brothers that's bringing back the cable bundle in streaming form. We also catch you up on earnings from Airbnb, Bumble, and Duolingo. And the market's reaction to some of these earnings has me a bit confused. Then stick around to the end of the show to see how much money FTX customers will recover from bankruptcy court. You're going to want to hear this, especially if you lost money in FTX, because it's more than I thought they were going to get. All right, let's go. Well, it was another slow day for the stock market on Wednesday. The NASDAQ was down, the S&P was literally flat, and the Dow did squeeze out a gain, making that 6 positive days in a row. But, you know, nobody cares about the Dow, so whatever. There hasn't been any big economic data to react to this week, so we're not seeing huge moves in the markets this week like we saw the last couple weeks, which I think is fine because we could probably use a break. The Bank of England made some news this morning, announcing they plan on holding interest rates this month, but did signal rate cuts might be coming pretty soon. Wonder if Jerome Powell was taking notes. Now, to be fair, the UK economy is in a different state than the US economy. Their inflation is currently lower than US inflation, and their economy isn't really in the best shape. Right now, the estimates have their economy increasing by just 0.4% this year, while the US economy is expected to grow by 2.6% this year. So the Bank of England doesn't want to keep interest rates too high for too long, which could further slow down their economy. On a related note, I'm actually going to be in the UK in a couple weeks, so I'll report back with what the economic vibes are over there with boots on the ground reporting. And don't worry, I'm taking the podcasting recording gear with me, so the daily pods aren't stopping. All right, let's run through some headlines, starting with Disney and Warner Brothers. These two companies are teaming up on a streaming bundle. This new package by these two companies will include Disney Plus, Hulu, and Max, which used to be called HBO Max, but they rebranded it to Max last year, and everyone kind of initially didn't like it, but honestly, it's starting to grow on me now. Okay, anyways, both these services will be offered with ad-free and ad-supported tier. We don't know what the price is going to be yet, but we could probably take a guess, because currently the Disney Plus Hulu combo from Disney costs $10, and the Max service from Warner Brothers costs $10. These two services combined should cost less than $20 a month, at least for the ad-supported tier. We're going to know pretty soon, because this service is expected to launch this summer. Now, this bundling of streaming services sounds familiar to you, then yeah, it's like traditional cable TV all over again. And it's hard to blame these companies for doing this, because the cable TV bundle is one of the greatest business models of all time. But cable TV has been bleeding customers since the rise of streaming. So these media companies are starting to form partnerships to kind of get back to something like the cable bundle. This is not even the first streaming partnership between these two companies. If you guys remember, earlier this year, Disney and Warner Brothers were teaming up on a sports streaming bundle along with Fox Corp. And that's still scheduled to roll out this fall. This might be a hot take, but cable really wasn't that bad. Maybe it's just a nostalgia talking, but like, it wasn't really that bad. I'm probably gonna regret this take as soon as this podcast goes up. In related news, Warner's just reported their quarterly results this morning, and they missed. They missed expectations on both top line and bottom line. Their revenues dropped by 7%. But on the bright side, their ad revenue for the streaming segment grew by 70%. But that still wasn't enough to get investors excited, and their stock is trading down more than 3% in pre-market trading. They really need this bundle to work. Let's switch gears and talk about another company that just reported earnings, Airbnb. They reported their first quarter earnings on Wednesday after the close, and they topped estimates for revenue and profit. Revenues were up 18% and profits more than doubled, but that still wasn't enough for investors. And the stock is actually down more than 7% in pre-market trading. The reason for the slide is due to Airbnb's weaker than expected guidance. Fancy way of saying they expect their business to grow slower than what they had initially expected. And what do I always say? Investors care more about how the business is going to do moving forward than what it's done in the past. It's all about future growth. Now, digging into Airbnb's first quarter earnings, the numbers were pretty decent. Airbnb reported 132.6 million nights and experiences booked. That's nearly 10% more than a year ago, and that's more than what analysts predicted. So they're seeing pretty strong growth. Airbnb says the growth was driven by demands in Asia Pacific and Latin American regions. And the active listings on the platform grew by 15% in the quarter, with, again, Asia Pacific and Latin America leading the way in this category too. I got another hot take for you guys. Hotels are better than Airbnbs. I actually don't even think that's a hot take anymore. All right, let's talk about more stocks making moves today. Investors are swiping right on Bumble this morning. Oh, that's a terrible joke. The stock is up more than 10% 10% in pre-market trading after reporting better than expected first quarter earnings. Revenues were up 10% and profits were also up to $33.9 million, or 19 cents a share, which was better than expected. It's a great turnaround for Bumble, which had a loss of $2.3 million in Q1 of last year. And I think the most encouraging sign from Bumble's business might be the rise in their paying users, which jumped by 14% to 4 million users. So pretty impressive growth here for Bumble. But Bumble investors still have a big hole to climb out of. Going into these earnings, Bumble stock was down more than 29% from the start of the year. On the flip side, tough morning for Duolingo. The stock is down more than 10% this morning after reporting their first quarter earnings. And honestly, the numbers weren't even that bad. Revenue was up 45%, better than what Wall Street was estimating, and profits were up to 57 cents a share. That's double what Wall Street expected. So why is the stock down? Well, it has to do with Duolingo's user growth. Their user growth was the slowest since Q3 of 2022. But still, their daily active users grew by 55% to 31.4 million, which is nuts, but I guess not good enough for Wall Street. Not gonna lie, I'm a bit surprised by the drop in the stock price this morning. Something's not translating here. Okay. Last dad joke, okay, I promise. But you know, don't feel so bad for Duolingo investors. Their stock did hit all-time highs earlier this week, and the stock has been up more than 80% in the last 12 months. So they're doing okay. I wonder how the Duolingo owl feels about this. All right, let's wrap the show with a fun fact. Today's fun fact is about FTX. FTX is currently going through the bankruptcy process, and FTX customers will get their money back plus interest. Customers who claim amounts to $50,000 or less will receive approximately 118% of the amount of their allowed claim. So if you lost money in FTX, you're getting it back plus more. Big reason for that is the run-up in crypto prices in the last 18 months. For example, the price of Bitcoin is up around 270% since FTX collapsed back in November of 2022. So the FTX bankruptcy lawyers will be able to sell all the crypto assets that FTX still has and use that money to pay back the customers that lost money. Might end up being a happy ending for FTX customers. Unfortunately, investors in FTX won't get their money back. So sorry, Tom Brady. Well, all right, that's the rundown for today. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, please give us a 5-star rating on Apple and Spotify. And vote in our Spotify polls. We always put up polls on every episode, and the results for those polls are always really interesting. So if you're listening on Spotify, tap today's episode and check out today's poll. Thank you guys so much for listening. Shout out to Mike and Connor for all the work behind the scenes. We'll see you guys back here tomorrow.
This is The Rundown, your real-time resource for news, events, and trends in the markets. All views presented in this show reflect the opinions of the guests. You should not take any mention of a publicly traded security as recommendation to buy, sell, or hold that security. Rundown guests are not financial advisors and are not affiliated with Public Holdings or its subsidiaries. You should make your own financial and investment decisions or consult respective professionals. Learn more at public.com disclosures. In partnership with Zaid Admani, brokerage services for U.S.-listed, registered securities are offered by Open to the Public Investing Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.